You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
You and Tater Tot are officially engaged.
We are, and it feels good.
You met on this show after 2 years of dating. You're engaged, so I'm sure people are asking you about wedding plans. Like, automatically. Yeah. Have people asked you if you guys are having a kid yet?
Yes. Yes, they have.
Are you serious?
Oh, at least 20 people have asked me that.
Really?
And then I say no.
They're trying to get married first.
Yeah. So yes, on that, my parents, the day before I got married, were grilling me about the wedding. Like, where are you going to do it? When time is it going to be? And I was like, I'm literally getting engaged tomorrow. Can we push it back after that moment?
They're just excited.
I know, they're just excited. Yeah. My parents, I couldn't have found the ring without my mom because she's an obsessive Googler, and she looked at every place on the whole planet to help me find the perfect thing. So, you know, shout out to Kay Lashley.
Okay, so what are the plans?
Yeah. Okay. So I know that we want to do an elopement, which I just found out what that meant yesterday. That means you go somewhere to get married.
Or it's just small, right?
I thought that was French for envelope.
Elopement? Oh, jeez.
Y'all are really actually confusing me now because I thought I knew, but now I'm not even sure if I'm saying the right word.
You're going somewhere to get married.
Yes, we're going to go somewhere to get married. And
like Branson?
That was our first choice. Yeah, it was Branson.
Yeah.
But we're not sure if we can get there, so we might have to go to like Florida or something like that. You know, we don't know if they have enough space for us to stay.
Yeah.
So the only thing I know for sure about the wedding, and I think you're going to really appreciate this, Foch, is I'm going to get to wear a pair of Yeezys.
Why?
Because we want to do kind of a non-traditional wedding, and I was just like, man, it'd be really cool if I wore... Actually, she said, you could wear a pair of Yeezys. That'd be cool. I was like, oh, yeah, it will be. So
I can see you in a suit with Yeezys. Yeah. You're the only person that could pull that off.
Okay, I mean, are you going to be on a beach?
Maybe.
Well, then you're not going to want to wear shoes.
You don't know what I'm going to want to do, Foch. You don't even know how committed I am to these Yeezys.
Well, they're going to have to be sand colored then.
Well, what's crazy is, okay, so I actually already have a little savings account started so that I can get one of the most expensive pairs.
Wow.
For your wedding? That's nice that you're treating yourself.
Thank you. I actually have a pair picked out right now that is $700.
Oh my gosh.
But I would never buy those in real life. But when you're going to get married, you have to get certain things.
Yeah.
Like expensive Yeezys.
Sure.
It wouldn't be a real service without that, you know?
But you have to make it, you have to make yourself shine.
Amen.
Well, he wants to feel his best on his wedding day.
Yes.
I get that.
And I'm not really a bow tie guy. I'm a Yeezy guy. And you want to know something else? My dad's going to marry us. Isn't that fun?
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, we asked him yesterday and he was really excited.
Even if you're wearing Yeezys?
Yeah.
He said that you still will.
Well, I might get a pair for him if he'll wear them.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I'm probably going to wear a gold chain too, maybe. I'm kidding about
that. You know, you're really starting the marriage off really well. So far, you haven't even mentioned your fiance.
I think I have.
You have mentioned shoes for you and shoes for your dad.
And your mom helped you with the ring. That's so tricky.
And we haven't even mentioned Tater Tot or Tater Tot Jr., our daughter, at all.
It turns out.
So, yeah, I hope you have a great marriage and wedding.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.